much, and thank you very much for the invitation. For the next 5 minutes, I'd just like to pick up on three themes that I think have come out from the various talks a little earlier. Those of trust, how quickly is blockchain technology being adopted, and the regulatory considerations that have been mentioned as well. So firstly, on trust, I mean, I think this is fundamental to what blockchain brings as a technology, or distributed ledger technology, I should say. It's a core capability of being able to bring trust to networks or communication where trust may not exist or only partial trust exists. And that's a core benefit of the technology itself. How is that delivered? It's delivered as a result of the consensus between participants in a network to be able to decide when an event or a transaction has happened, and the security, the encryption that exists within the technology as well. And then how does that actually deliver value at the end of the day? A core way that that comes about is obviously through the smart contracts we talked about earlier. And I think we've heard many examples of how smart contracts can really make a significant difference in things like identity, payments, all aspects of the post-trade environment within financial markets, for example. There are many, many examples of those. But moving to the second point, the big challenge, I think, is how do these technologies actually make an impact in the real world, because we're talking about examples where there may be significant investment required, the novelty of the technology that has been commented on several times. We did a survey back in 2016 of just on the banking side, 200 banks, and around 14% of that community thought that they would have a blockchain network in production by about now, the early part of 2018. I think in reality the number is probably less than that, for a couple of reasons. One is there are two ways that blockchain technologies really prosper within enterprises. One is the so-called founder-based approach, where an entity or a fintech, whatever it may be, takes the initiatives and starts building a network that they probably have a central role in the operation of it. The other, which is maybe more appropriate in many environments, is where many firms come together, create a consortium, and therefore through that cooperation and collaboration actually build a new business network. And that's what we're seeing in things like food provenance, in global trade, supply chain, trade finance, etc. The difficulty on the latter is just how difficult it is for firms to come together, decide how they're going to do this, what standards, what rule books are going to apply, what joint venture commercial construct may be appropriate. And I think we've been discovering some of the difficulties of those approaches over the last couple of years. But the good news from my point of view is that is now happening. So here in Europe, for example, we have nine banks, including here in the UK, HSBC, that have formed a consortium for trade finance for SMEs. And I think, as most people know, we have around 20 million plus SMEs in Europe. 70% of them tend to trade just within their own borders. And anything which encourages them to trade across Europe and also encourages the banks to provide more finance to those SMEs to do so can only be a good thing. So the fact that these banks, nine banks, have come together, have created the entity, have decided on technology and service provider choices, and that that network will start putting live transactions out at the end of next month is a really encouraging statement, both on the technology maturity, the ability to overcome some of the practical issues in terms of building consortia, and to drive real economic value from the promise of the technology. And finally, really quickly, because I'm probably out of 5 minutes, just on the regulatory side, I echo the comments made a little earlier on the FCA and in the sandbox environment. These have been tremendously useful, I think, in terms of understanding in the industry about the technology and encouraging adoption, and a benign regulatory environment, which is really critical to many of the initiatives we've been talking about. So I think that's really important. And we have one example in the work that we're doing with Northern Trust, actually, where this is for a private equity fund management example, where the regulator, in that case, it's a Guernsey-based fund, so it's the state of Guernsey regulator, have a node on the blockchain network. So they have the direct benefits of the transparent visibility of everything that goes on within that environment and all the benefits that that transparency brings to a regulator as a result of participating directly in the launch of a network like that.